Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, and praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our prayer room ministry. So delighted tonight to be back on our live broadcast on our Blog Talk Radio, on our radio broadcast for the study of the Word of God. I just give God all the praise, all the glory tonight, all the honor on tonight. I bless his holy name tonight. God is such a good God, and he's worthy to be praised. I'm going to read. We're going to have a short devotion. I will read Psalms 97. I will read from Psalms 97. We're going to have a scripture, a song, and a prayer. A scripture, a song, and a scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 97. The Lord reigneth. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness around and about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goeth before him and burneth up his enemies round and about. His glistening, his lightning enlighteth the world. The earth saw and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the earth. The hills melted like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declareth his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye gods. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoiced because of thy judgment, O Lord. For thou, Lord, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. Ye that love the Lord hate evil. He preserveth the soul of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for the righteous and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. I have just read you Psalms 97 in its entirety. May God richly add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, but most of all, the doers of his most holy word. We're going to have a song.
Blessed assurance, Jesus made
perfect submission.
of Jesus. Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace on tonight, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I come tonight, God, just confessing and repenting, asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on tonight. Father, we just come right now, God. I come now, God. Just asking you to let Deborah decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase and minister to us on tonight. Father, I ask you to move me from this flesh, God, that the Holy Ghost can take over and take control on tonight, God. I have no knowledge of myself, none, but it's all God. And I thank God tonight. I thank God for an opportunity to study his word. I thank God for an opportunity to read his word. I thank God for an opportunity just to come in unity and fellowship one with another in the word of God, studying on the word of God. I thank and praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. I just give him all the glory. Lord, I ask you right now, God, to bless this Bible class, God. Everyone that's under the sound of my voice and those that will be under the sound of my voice, God. I ask you to cover and bless on today, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we need a word from you on tonight. We need a word from you on tonight. In Jesus' name, I thank you, God. I ask you to send the power down, Lord. Send your anointing, God. By your power, God, send your anointing. I ask all these things in Jesus' name. I bind up every witch, every wizard, every warlock, every demon, every psychic, every medium, every demon on assignment. Your assignment is canceled right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I just thank you now. I bless your name. Your assignment is canceled from this live broadcast, from this radio broadcast, and from our lives. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, amen. So let it be so. I'm going to get ready to start reading. I was trying to move a little too fast. So we're going to start with chapter 19. And it came to pass when King Hezekiah heard it that he rent his clothes and covered himself with sackcloth and went into the house of the Lord, Eliakim, which was over the household, in Shebna, the scribe, and the elders of the priests covered with sackcloth to Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos. And they said unto him, thus said Hezekiah, this day is a day of trouble and a rebuke and blasphemy, for the children are come to the birth, and there is not strength to bring forth. It may be the Lord thy God will hear all the words of Rabshakeh, who the king of Assyria, his master, have sent to reproach the living God, and will reprove the word which the Lord thy God have heard. Wherefore lift up thy prayer for the remnant that are left. So the servant of King Hezekiah came to Isaiah, and Isaiah said unto them, thus shall ye say to your master, thus say the Lord, be not afraid of the word which thou hast heard, which the servant of the king of Assyria have blasphemed me. Behold, I will send a blast upon him, and he shall hear a rumor and shall return to his own land, and I will cause him to fall by the sword on his own hand. Land. So Rabshakeh returned and found the king of Assyria warning against Libna, for he had heard that he was deported from Lachish. And when he heard say of Terhakan, king of Ethiopia, behold, he is come out to fight against thee, he sent messengers again unto Hezekiah, saying, thus shall ye speak to Hezekiah, king of Judah, saying, let not thy God, in whom thou trusted, deceive thee, saying, Jerusalem shall not be delivered unto the hand of the king of Assyria. Behold, thou hast heard what the king of Assyria have done to all lands by destroying them utterly, and shall thou be delivered, and shalt thou be delivered. Have the gods of the nations delivered them, of which my father have destroyed, as Gozan and Haran and Rephah, the children of Eden, which were in the Lassar? Where is the king of Hamath and the king of Arpad and the king of the city of Sepharvaim of Hinnom in Ava? And Hezekiah received the letter of the hand of the messenger and read it. And Hezekiah went up into the house of the Lord and spread it before the Lord. And Hezekiah prayed before the Lord and said, O Lord God of Israel, dwelleth between the cherubim, Thou art the God, even thou alone of all the kingdoms of the earth. Thou hast made heaven and earth. Lord, bow down thy ear and hear. Open, Lord, thy eyes and see and hear the words of Sennacherib, which have sent him to reproach the living God. Of a truth, Lord, the king of Assyria have destroyed the nations of their land and have cast their gods into the fire, for they were no gods, but the work of the men's hands, wood and stone. Therefore, they have destroyed them. Now, therefore, O Lord, O God, our God, I beseech thee, save thou us out of the hands that, out of his hands, that all the kingdom of the earth may know that there art the Lord God, even thou only. Then Isaiah the son of Amos sent to Hezekiah, saying, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, that which thou hast prayed to me against Sennacherib, king of Assyria, I have heard. This is the word of the Lord have spoken concerning him. The virgin, the daughter of Zion, have despised thee and laughed thee to scorn. The daughter of Jerusalem has shaken her head at thee. Whom hast thou reproached and blasphemed? And against whom thou hast exalted thy voice and lifted up thine eyes on high, even against the Holy One of Israel? By thy messengers thou hast reproached the Lord and hast said, with the multitude of my chariots, I am come up to the height of the mountains, to the sides of Lebanon, and will cut down the tall cedar trees thereof and the choice fir trees thereof. And I will enter into the lodging of his borders and into the forest of his camel. I have digged and drunk strange water. I have digged and drunk strange waters. And with the sole of my feet have I dried up all the rivers of besieged places. As thou not heard long ago how I have done it, and of ancient times that I have formed it, now have I brought it to pass that thou shouldest be to lay waste 10 cities into the ruinous heap. Therefore, their inhabitants were of the small powers. They were dismayed and confounded. They were as the grass of the field and as the green earth, as the grass on the housetop, corn blasted before it be grown up. But I know thy abode, and they, and thy goings out, and thy comings in, and thy rage against me, because thy rage against me and thy turmoil is come up into my ears. Therefore I will put my hook in thy nose, and my bridle in thy lips, and I will turn thee back by the way by which thou comest. And this shall be a sign unto thee, ye shall eat this year such things as grown of themselves, and in the second year that which springeth of the same, and in the third year sow ye and reap and plant vineyards and eat the fruit thereof. And the remnant of the house of Judah shall yet again take root downward and bear fruit upward. For out of Jerusalem shall go forth the remnant, they that escape out of the Mount Zion. The zeal of the Lord of hosts shall do this. Therefore, thus saith the Lord concerning the king of Assyria, he shall not come into the city, nor shoot an arrow there, nor come before it with shield, nor cast a bank against it, by the way that he came, by the same shall he return, and shall not come into this city, saith the Lord. For I will defend this city to save it for my own sake, and for my servant David's sake. And it came to pass that night that the angel of the Lord went out and smote the camp of the Assyrians 104,500. And when they arose early in the morning, behold, they were all dead corpses. So Sennacherib, king of Assyria, departed and went and returned and dwelt in Nineveh. And it came to pass, as he was worshiping in the house of Nisroch, his god, that Adrammelech and Sharezer, his son, smote him the sword, and they escaped into the land of Armenia. And Esarhaddon, his son, reigned in his stead. Chapter 20. In those days was Hezekiah sick unto death, and the prophet Isaiah, the son of Amos, came to him and said unto him, thus saith the Lord, set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Then he turned his face to the wall and prayed unto the Lord, saying, I beseech thee, O Lord, remember now how I have walked before thee in truth with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. And it came to pass, Isaiah, before Isaiah was gone out into the middle court, that the word of the Lord came to him, saying, turn again and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, thus saith the Lord, the God of David, thy father, I have heard thy prayer. I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will heal thee. On the third day, thou shalt go up into the house of the Lord, and I will add unto thee, unto thy days, 15 years, and I will deliver thee and thy city out of the hands of the king of Assyria. And I will defend this city for my own sake and for my servant's sake. And Isaiah said, take a lump of fig. And they took it and laid it on the boil, and he recovered. And Hezekiah said unto Isaiah, what shall be the sign that the Lord will heal me, and that I shall go up into the house of the Lord the third day? And Isaiah said, this sign shall thou have of the Lord, that the Lord will do the thing that he hath spoken. Shall the shadow go forward 10 degrees or go backward 10 degrees? And Hezekiah answered, it is a light thing for the shadow to go down 10 degrees. Nay, but let the shadow return and backward 10 degrees. And Isaiah the prophet cried unto the Lord, and he brought the shadow 10 degrees backwards, by which it had gone down in the dial of Ahaz. At that time, Barodach Baladam, the son of Baladan, king of Babylon, sent letters and presented unto Hezekiah, for he had heard that Hezekiah had been sick. And Hezekiah hearkened unto them and showed them all the house of this precious thing and things, the silver and the gold, and the spice and the precious ornament, and all the house of his ornament, all that was found in his treasure. There was nothing in his house, nor in all his dominion, that Hezekiah showed them not. Then came Isaiah the prophet unto King Hezekiah and said unto him, what said these men? From whence came they unto thee? And Hezekiah said, they are come from a far country, even from Babylon. And he said, what have they seen in thine house? And Hezekiah answered, all the things that are in my house have they seen. There is nothing among my treasure that I have not shown them. And Isaiah said unto Hezekiah, hear the word of the Lord. Behold, the days come that all that is in thine house, in that which thy fathers have laid up in store until the day, shall be carried into Babylon. Nothing shall be left, saith the Lord. And of thy son that shall issue from thee, which thou shalt beget, shall they take away, and they shall be Enoch in the palace of the king of Babylon. Then said Hezekiah unto Isaiah, God is the word of the Lord, which thou hast spoken. And he said, it is not good, and peace and truth be in my days. The rest of the acts of Hezekiah and all his might, and how he made a pool and a conduit and brought water into the city, are they not written in the book of Chronicles of the kings of Judah? And Hezekiah slept with his father, and Manasseh his son reigned in his stead. So Manasseh was 12 years old when he began to reign, and reigned 55 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Hephzibah. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, after the abomination of the heathens whom the Lord cast out before the children of Israel. For he built up again the high places which Hezekiah his father had destroyed, and he rebelled and made a grove, as did Ahab, king of Israel, and worshiped all the hosts of heaven and served them, and he built houses in the house of the Lord, of which the Lord said, in Jerusalem will I put my name. And he built altars for all the hosts of heaven in the two courts of the house of the Lord, and he made his sons pass through the fire and observe times and use enchantments and dealt with familiar spirits and wizards. He wrought much wickedness in the sight of the Lord, a graven image of gold that he had made in the house of which the Lord said to David and to Solomon, his son, in this house, and in Jerusalem, which I have chosen out of all tribes of Israel, will I put my name forever. Neither will I make the feet of Israel move any more out of the land which I gave their fathers, only if they will observe to do according to all that I have commanded them and according to all the law that my servant Moses commanded them. But they hearken not. And Manasseh seduced them to do more evil than did the nations whom the Lord destroyed before the children of Israel. And the Lord spake by his cousin Manasseh, king of Judah, had done these abominations and have done wickedly above all that the Amorites did, which were before him, and have made Judah also to sin with his idols. Therefore, thus said the Lord God of Israel, behold, I am bringing such evil upon Jerusalem and Judah that whosoever heareth of it, both his ears shall tingle, and I will stretch over Jerusalem the lion of Samaria and the summit of the house of Ahab, and I will wipe Jerusalem as a man wipes a dish, wiping it and turning it upside down. And I will forsake the remnant of my inheritance and deliver them into the hands of their enemy, and they shall become a prey and a spoil to all their enemies, because they have done that which was evil in my sight and have provoked me to anger since the day their fathers came, even until their day, this day. Moreover, Manasseh shedded innocent blood very much till he had filled Jerusalem from one end to the other. Besides his sin, wherewith he made Judah to sin, in doing that which was evil in the sight of the Lord. Now the rest of the acts of Manasseh and all that he did and his sins that he sinned, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the king of Judah? And Manasseh slept with his fathers and were buried in the garden of his own house, in the garden of Uzzah, and in Amon, his son, reigned in his stead. Amon was 22 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 2 years in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Meshulamith. Meshulamith, the daughter of Hurza of Jabbah, and he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, as his father Manasseh did, and he walked in all the ways that his father walked in, and served the idols that his father served, and worshiped them, and he forsook the Lord God of his fathers, and walked not in the way of the Lord, and the servant of Amon conspired against him and slew the king in his own house. And the people of the land slew all them that had conspired against the king Amon. And the people of the land made Josiah his son king in his stead. Now the rest of the acts of Amon, which he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the king of Judah? And he was buried in his sepulchre in the garden of Uzzah, in Joash, Josiah, his son, reigned in his seat. Amen. The word of God for the people of God. Hallelujah. Okay, let's answer these questions. That was long. It's after 8 o'clock. It's just about 8 o'clock now. Verse 9. Chapter 19, through what prophet did King Hezekiah seek God?
Isaiah.
What God? Yeah. It's in, let me turn back here. Yeah,
verse
the second
four.
Verse.
Second verse.
Yeah, verse. What did God promise Judah concerning Assyria? What did God promise Judah concerning Assyria?
It was a lot there. I know you're looking for a specific verse, but he promised that he would defend Judah.
Yeah. But it's in 32, I think. I don't know
what
I wrote.
I got 32.
For out of Jerusalem shall go, that's 31, go forth a remnant, and they that escape out of the Mount Zion, the zeal of the Lord of hosts, shall do this. Therefore, thus saith the Lord concerning the king of Assyria, he shall not come into this city, nor shoot an arrow there, nor come before it with shield, nor cast bank against it. By the way that he came, by the same shall he return, and shall not come into the city, saith the Lord. For I will defend this city to save it for my own sake and for my servant David's sake. So the next one says, what did an angel of the Lord do to the Assyrians? And that's why I don't know what I did with that. And what verse it came from.
That's 35. The next verse.
Killed. That's what it was. They killed all them people. He killed the angels did. You're right, because I could see it a little bit, but my writing's so bad. Verse 35. Killed 185,000. In verse 4, how was the Sennacherib killed in 37?
Yeah, his sons killed him with a sword.
Yeah, his sons killed him. So did. That's something. Okay, chapter 20. How many years did God add to Hezekiah's life?
Verse 15.
To whom did Hezekiah show his palace and treasures? Verse 14. Babylonians or whoever they are. Because of Hezekiah's sin, what would happen in the future to Judah, in essence 17, behold, the days come that all that is in thine house and that which thy fathers have laid up and stored up until this day shall be carried unto Babylon. Nothing shall be left, saith the Lord, and thy sons that shall issue from thee, which thou shalt beget, shall they take away, and they shall be Enoch in the palace of the king of Babylon. Then said Hezekiah unto Isaiah, good is the word of the Lord which thou hast spoken. And he said, it is not good if peace and truth be in my days. Okay. Know if that's exactly right, because, but it is, because what's happening is they took these Babylonians, they took all of the treasures out of the Lord's house because he had no business showing it to them. That was his sin. After God had gave him 15 more years to live, he goes in sin just that quick, and God, and he died. Well, let us finish. Chapter 21. What idol did King Manasseh bring back to Judah?
Baal.
Three. Yeah, three. What did Manasseh make and put in the house of the Lord? And he set up a graven image of, what's that name? Start with an S. Start with an S. It start with a, no, Asherah, a false goddess. The name was Asherah. I didn't never see it, but I noticed the name because we had studied on it earlier. But this was really good. This chapter right here made me holler because I used to hear about and read about Hezekiah, but it just kind of got past me. It really did. See, when he first came to the throne, he was disturbed, troubled, and it was uncertain time in the land. He acted like he was scared of everything. He was scared of the Babylonians. He was afraid of them, and they was threatening him, sending threatening letters and stuff, and he was scared, and he didn't even go to God until he just had to go. Just had to go. So he was so scared, he went and stretched that letter out before the Lord. If the Lord let me live Sunday, I'm going to preach that thing. Do you hear me?
I'm going to spread it out for the Lord. I preached that before. Yes, ma'am.
Honey,
but see, you know, like, studying this, I learned the whole story about Hezekiah. Now, I preached about him turning his face to the wall, which was all good. He spread the letter before, you know, God. And because the first time he went, the first time he used Isaiah to go before the Lord. And Hezekiah kind of stayed on the outside of the, you know. And so this time he went before God himself. Because he was scared, but Hezekiah was something else. He had
he was
pride. He had so much pride. It just blew my mind how we talked about how you have good kings and bad kings, and how, you know, a lot of these pastors and stuff, they start off good, and these kings, they start off good, but they end up messing up with God, and I don't want to be there. It's just something how it just checks you.
Yeah, it will check you, I'm telling you, but you got to stay the course. You got to stay in what God put you in. I don't care. I mean, we all human. We desire different things, but you better know yourself. You better know you better not cross this line. This the line right here. You better not go over that line, because if you get out of line with God, If you get out of line with God, honey, God gonna, that's what the shepherd David did. He took that staff, and every time a sheep got out of line, every time he tried to stray away, David gets that staff, and he move them gently back over in line. I don't care what it looks like. David got out of line, but David got back in line. You know, it's time that kings and leaders can get out of line, but you better not go too far away, because let me tell you something. It's like a no return after you go so far. And God will forgive us time and time again, but you can't keep on sinning. You can't keep on doing what you want to do. Yeah, these kings, they do. These leaders, even today, you start off right and you end up wrong. I'm telling you, it's this right here, this is up to date. It's so many of us have fallen. It's so many of us. And it ain't that you fall, but it's how you going to get up to get back to God. It's the same thing. You gotta get. You gotta know. You gotta come before God. You gotta come humbly, meekly, confessing your sin. Ain't no talking about, oh, I think I sin. No, you know you sin, cause we all sin every day. That's what the Bible says. He said, if you say you don't sin, you're lying.
And the truth ain't in you.
It's a lot of people and leaders that start off right. That's a good thing to talk about too, son. That start off right and end up wrong. So many of us that I don't want people to think I'm better than somebody else. If, you know, especially on that radio, you come talking about that. But it's reality. That's reality.
That's right.
Anybody
That's
can
right.
do it. Everybody can. Even T.D. Jakes, they talked about him when he put his daughter up there. They talked about him like a dog. Talked
and
about
look at
him like a dog.
Look at him now.
Yeah.
Powerful.
But this was just about a month or two ago. Because he gave her Woman Thou Art Loose. And, honey, they had all kind of stuff on the social media about T.D. Jakes. He kept on his head right up. He's still freaking everywhere. Honey, this what you got to do. But Hezekiah he was just like David. But what turned him, and that brought it to me, because when I start thinking about how me try to show kindness to people, come on in. Look what we got. God bless us.
Look at God.
Someone I know you ain't got them in my house. I just know you didn't take them in my house. You know what I'm saying? Here I'm talking about. Come on, y'all. Y'all know I love y'all. Come on. That's what I thought about when I read that. Because I'm always trying to love on somebody. I'm always, I don't believe he meant no harm. I really don't. I believe he was just showing off what the Lord had blessed, God had blessed him with. And so I know sometimes you can't show everything. You have to hide some stuff sometimes, especially when it's in the house of God. And see, you done brought the enemy up in the house.
And the Lord
brought the enemy up in the house. And that's the thing about it. But what I say is we have to be mindful of things. We have to be mindful of what we do and say. We have to be mindful when God don't tell us to say it or show it, we can't do it.
Don't do it.
We can't.
And you know another thing.
We cannot do it. I'm telling you.
What got me was the fact that his son, see, those last 15 years that God blessed him to live, his son Manasseh was born. And he saw all of that stuff that had happened, and then he became king, and he was wicked.
Yeah, he was wicked.
And so
he was wicked.
You know, Hezekiah didn't have to deal with what he had did, but his son got dealt with. And, you know, we have to be careful what we pass it on to the next generation. It just blew my mind.
Well,
Lord, I have to walk right before you because my kids, my children,
right.
the next generation
That's
is
right.
looking at me.
That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right.
It just blew
That's
me.
Why I always, I try to live like that. That's a, people be thinking I'm bragging and all that. No, it's a standard. It ain't that I think I'm better than nobody else, but I got two girls that see me. You see what I'm saying? That's why you don't ever have to worry about your mama doing nothing that God wouldn't be pleased with. I will not. I don't care what
That's
happens.
Right.
I will not do what's not right in God's eyesight.
And
I don't
know.
Care how it may look. I'm telling you something. I ain't going there. I ain't going there.
That's right.
Because, you know, not only you and me, but I have grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Don't tell me that stuff go down through generations, baby. It hits them, too. So you don't want to leave nothing like that going down generations back up to the fourth generation. It'll go back. You have to watch what you do and how you do it. That's why I'm glad somebody, mama, grandmama, daddy, somebody did something right.
Something right. For God.
Somebody did something right. Because we all in the Lord. The Bell, Chuck was in the Lord. Danielle was in the Lord. All of them. Mm-hmm. So it's something. We didn't go astray. You know, and if we did, we came back to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You have to surely be careful. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But Manasseh, he was something else too. Manasseh, and even after God bless you, like he did Hezekiah, I don't believe Hezekiah meant no harm. I just don't believe.
But
he
was
meant
harsh. God dealt with him, but God heard his cry.
God heard that was when he was scared. He was scared, and he just went up. He just went like I would go, Lord, you know, help me, Lord. I don't know what else to do. Just call on you. You see this here? He spreaded it before the Lord. Girl, that's some good stuff right there. When I read that stuff, I said, Lord, have mercy. I need to spread this thing before the Lord. Hallelujah.
Before the Lord.
God give me something with it. On Sunday, honey, they're going to hear it. They're going to hear it.
You
gonna
already
hear
preached.
I don't know what I can do.
You put David... And you added David on there too. You know, you got you some. Yes, powerful. Ooh, that's a good lesson.
Ain't that a good lesson? That was excellent lesson. I was saying, Lord, look at here. It gets better and better and better.
Man,
Carlin,
yes.
You know, she at work, but she always talk about the book of Samuel. 2 Samuel, where he wrote that song, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. And she read it for me the other night. And she went it down. I almost had both of us crying. Because that was a song. There was some kind of song that Samuel wrote. And, baby, that thing was on good point. And so we always said we was going to keep it going. We would keep it going because it's good for us to, there it is, where he started out saying, and David spake unto the Lord the words of this song in the day that the Lord had delivered him out of the hands of all of his enemies and out of the hand of Saul. He said, Lord, the Lord is my rock and my fortress.
Yes.
The Lord God of my rock, in him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower, my refuge, my savior. Thou savest me from violence. I will call on the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. baby. That's 2 Samuel 22. When I tell you, it got 51 verses. 51 verses. God is a good God. I'm telling you, that thing, and we both were taking turns reading it. Everything in that thing, David spoke for me. He spoke for me doing that. I mean, all them other verses over there in Psalms is good chapter. But let me tell you something, it ain't nothing like this song right here. David was really, really happy that God saved him from his enemy. Mm-hmm. But Hezekiah, I got to look up some more on this thing. I'm going to look up some more on this thing. Because, honey, I may have to spread this stuff before. Androsi. E. Colo Bos Androsi. I'm talking about spread the table. Hallelujah. Spread the table. Before us. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We're going to spread it out for the Lord. Girl, that's some good stuff right up in there. Hallelujah. I am so grateful. Hallelujah. It's been good. It's been good. It's a difference. Like my head is on fire. All of that. Ears burning. Whatever God said, God, what he wanted to do, because the man said, it's like fire shut up in my bones.
I know exactly
what he talked about. Shut up in my bones. When I tell
glory,
you, it be burning on the inside.
Glory
on the inside.
Glory.
It is so awesome, and I thank and praise God for it. Hallelujah. This is the reason why I can't step out of line. This is the reason why I love the Lord. I'm in love with Jesus. You can't, ain't no love after that. Ain't no other love after
ain't
that.
None.
When you in love, falling in love with Jesus, ain't no other love you can fall in like that. I'm telling you.
Mm-mm.
It's the best thing that ever happened to me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I better just stop on my head because I'll be shouting over here in this bed. Mm-hmm. God is a good, but this was such a good 3 lessons. Mm-hmm. It was very good.
Powerful.
Mm-hmm. That Hezekiah did it all, though. But you know, it go to show you how God will allow us to go on and on. He blessed him at first until he just thought, every time I think about it, maybe because I do stupid stuff like that, trying to show the people around my house, look, come and see this, look. But it's a different because that
showed
was
them everything.
What I'm everything, and they was coming back to get, they got everything out the house. Every treasure, every gold, every
how did he
everything.
Sin? Maybe because of pride. Pride crept in, came in at some point.
He sinned because he brought the enemy in the camp. That's what I think. He brought the enemy into the house of the Lord. That's the thing. I think he's saying like that. Let me see. Turn again to Hezekiah, the captive of the people. Let me see. David, thy father, I have heard thy prayer. Okay. And then Hezekiah's foolishness. Now we come to a phrase in Hezekiah's life that blanches my soul. And then he starts saying, at that time, Baladam, the son of Baladam, king of Babylon, sent letters and a present unto Hezekiah, for he had heard that Hezekiah had been sick. So they just manipulated him. He sent that king sent a goodwill card and a gift to Hezekiah. And Hezekiah hearkened unto them and showed them all the house of his precious things, the silver and the gold and the spices and the precious ornament and all the house of the armor, and all that was found in his treasures. there was nothing in his house, nor in all the dominion, whatever that is, that Hezekiah showed them. Now he showed them everything. It says Hezekiah did a foolish thing. He let the ambassador from Babylon see the treasures that Solomon had gathered. The wealth of the world was there, which was not general knowledge. So they didn't know about that. Hezekiah was big-hearted. That's what I thought. Babylon had sent him a goodwill card, and so he gives these men from Babylon a guided tour of his kingdom. He shouldn't have. That's what that was. That's why I say I don't think he meant no harm. It was like a manipulating thing. They didn't send him a gift and a card. So he said, y'all, come on in. Come on and see what God done blessed us. And God wants his project. He didn't want them people up in his house. He didn't want them up in there because they were
Judah was a lowly nation, and they, you know how you're not supposed to have that pride of life and that proud look. And so all of that stuff, they didn't know that they had had.
Yeah, because they said it was it wasn't for the general public. It was just for, I guess, a certain people. But, girl, that was good. Watch God change my sermon anyway. I don't care. I'm going to preach like a drunk woman Sunday. I don't care. Whatever he tell me to say. I'm going to preach on it. He even did some. He started some with me. He baptized me in that preaching.
Yes, he did.
Because that Friday night, I couldn't hardly preach. They had them gay people there. And I was talking about sin, and they was looking at me like, you think you better than everybody else? They were just looking. They wouldn't say a word. Monica was the only one saying something. He was with them. And son was saying something. He was there. But, honey, when I got over there with that free spirit, Monica and her mom was mouth was wide open. Yeah, this what y'all could have got at your church. But I thank the Lord for this word today. I thank the Lord for the word. God is so good. God is really good. His word just like it's just like lit to me.
Yes.
I've been reading on it for the day, but you know I've been up since 2 o'clock.
Really?
And I got up at 2. I prayed to 3. By 3:30, I walked on the treadmill for a half hour. I came back and sit down for about 15 minutes, got up and cleaned my house up and down, watched 5 loads, got Dad what he needed, went out and did some stuff, came back. Yeah, I've been up since 2 o'clock. It was hard for me to read because I kept falling asleep. I've been up since 2 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
But it's okay. Because you know me, once I go back to sleep, especially when it comes to it, because I got one more time to pray tonight, so I've been trying to get back in my regimen. I got to get back in. That's why that fire on me like this. I'm going to pray one more hour tonight before I go to sleep. Yeah, but I didn't fix Dad fool. I can put him back in the chair so he can rest tonight, and I'm going to put them clothes up that I washed. That's going to be it. But we're going to get ready to go. It's 8:31 now. I don't know what happened to Dee tonight. I think Carlin sent her 2 Kings, but I think she should have sent her everything. But I'll get it to her. She sent me her email address. But I want to send her everything because she's going to be coming on. I don't know. Something probably happened. She don't use me. So get you some rest. I love y'all. We're going to, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your word. God, it was good. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for teaching us on tonight. I ask for everyone under the sound of my voice, God, bless and cover their homes. Bless and cover the ones that didn't get a chance to come on tonight, Father. Lord, I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance to thee and give thee peace. Amen. I know I said it wrong, but that's okay. Amen. We're going to be back on. Mm-hmm. I'll be on in the morning by the grace of God. Y'all have a good night here.
You too. Mm-hmm. Have a good night. Love you.
All right, baby. Good night. Love you too. Good night.